You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferris. Coming up, we'll talk to a reporter about the dangers of transporting oil through the Mackinac Straits between Lakes Michigan and Huron.
First, it's time for our weekly review of state news. It's Inauguration Day in Washington, D.C. Donald Trump was sworn in as the 45th president of the United States earlier today.
There are protests happening around the country this weekend, including a women's march on Washington in the nation's capital tomorrow, and local protests planned, including marches in Madison and Milwaukee.
Robert Menser joins us now to look at today's inauguration through a Wisconsin lens and to share other top stories from the past week. He's a storytelling editor for USA Today Network Wisconsin, based in Wausau, and he joins us every Friday for a look at the week's top news. Rob, welcome back.
Hey, thanks.
So Inauguration Day in D.C. and Wisconsin lawmakers, some of them there, some of them not. Wisconsin residents, a lot of them we were hearing about, went to the inauguration in various capacities. And starting with Wisconsin residents, so what do we know about who went?
Yeah, so I don't want to spoil anything for listeners who maybe set their DVR and haven't watched yet, but we may have a new president. I don't, I'll leave it them in suspense. But so obviously all eyes are on Washington D.C. today, and probably are going to stay there through this weekend. Trump was sworn in at noon Eastern time, and so we're sort of used to seeing a lot of Wisconsinites in prominent political positions, and Speaker of the House Paul Ryan was hanging around in the room after when Trump went to sign his official cabinet nominations. There was one member of the Wisconsin delegation who did not witness the inauguration, and that was U.S. Representative Mark Pocan, the Democrat of Madison, was one of 67 Democrats in Congress who skipped the ceremony. He made that announcement after Trump, then President-elect Trump, got into a fight and insulted civil rights hero John Lewis, who is Pocan's colleague in the House.
And how did that how did that decision of Representative Pocan's go over with constituents? Do we know?
Well, so Pocan represents Madison, so he probably doesn't need to be too concerned about the political implications of skipping. But it's worth noting everyone else in Wisconsin delegation did attend, including Senator Tammy Baldwin, who's going to be up for re-election next year. There was a sort of a moment during the fight with John Lewis where there was a question of how much it would spread, how many Democrats would end up boycotting, but most didn't, as it turned out, and it's significant that Pocan comes from the most liberal part of the state, probably.
And we have there is a women's march on Washington tomorrow, and here in Wisconsin there are similar events. What do we know about what's happening there?
Yeah, so we've seen some, protests are happening in Washington right now. Tomorrow, though, is the day of the big organized women's march on Washington, as well as sister events all around the country. The protest in Madison is likely to be the largest one in Wisconsin, but there are some events happening at the same time in Eau Claire, in Minocqua. There's an event happening in downtown Wausau, and there are others as well around Wisconsin. So, I know in social media, I see a lot of Wisconsinites who are headed to Washington probably right now. There are others who will set out for Madison tomorrow morning. So tomorrow will be another big day of demonstration.
We're talking with Rob Menser right now, storytelling editor for USA Today Network Wisconsin, talking about the latest in Wisconsin news. And Rob, on Wednesday, the Legislative Fiscal Bureau raised its tax collection projections by $454.6 million. What happened?
Yeah, so, well, I mean, first of all, these are estimates. It's not cash in hand, but, I mean, this is a significant revision as Wisconsin heads into a budget year. So the Legislative Fiscal Bureau is a nonpartisan agency that sort of crunches these numbers, and they do these projections regularly. The last one came out in November, and it looked kind of bad. It was projecting a deficit, and, there was good economy. economy in the second half of last year, economic growth projected for this year. And, you know, when you have more economic activity, it means more tax revenue. So also significant, it looks like there's a projection that spending looks like it's going to come in low. State spending was maybe $226 million below projection. That's as well as the $455 million additional tax revenue. So, you know, who knows whether, you know, sometimes these things are right and sometimes they're not. But if these projections hold or are close to what shapes up, it will give legislators some breathing room as they work out the details of the state budget.
And has Governor Walker said anything about the projected good financial news?
Well, so this is good economic news, period. This is a good thing. And so, you know, the teams go to their corners, right? Absolutely, Governor Walker holds this up as demonstration that this is economic growth. So he's the governor, and he will credit his policies to that. Democratic response is that the increase, the revenue increase in this projection is still lower than what was projected when the budget was passed, and that is true. The economy is growing, but you know, you can argue that it should be growing more. So there's no way to feel bad about a growing economy. A growing economy is good for Wisconsin, period. But there is debate around the edges about who gets credit or could it be better, or so on and so forth.
And Rob, before we move on, any thoughts about what this could mean for the upcoming budget?
I mean, it's hard to know. So there's still going to be all the same budget, big budget fights. Just today, Republican leaders in the Assembly were out with a big proposal calling for a bunch of new tax money for transportation and a $300 million tax cut that would offset that. Now, as proposed, that's not directly related, but it shows how these are big numbers and big numbers get moved around. You know, if there's a small surplus, it's likely that many Republicans are going to see that as an opportunity to cut taxes more. And at the same time, the legislators have already made some commitments to increase funding for the UW system or for K-12 public schools. It's a bit hard to predict, but it's just basically the thing to know is that it's better to have more revenue than not.
And Rob, our last story today, there is an interesting news item about Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark and a passenger from Wisconsin on an airplane leaving Dallas. And it's unclear exactly what happened, but there was quite a bit of drama there. What happened?
Boy, oh boy, this story has a little something for everyone. So this was last weekend. This was on Sunday, on the day of the playoff game between the Packers and the Cowboys. Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark is a Cowboys fanatic, and he was on the airplane dressed all in Cowboys gear. A Milwaukee resident named Dan Black, who is 24 years old, saw him on the plane, said, "Are you Sheriff Clark?" and then shook his head from side to side at David Clark in disapproval, Black says, of his Cowboys gear. And so now, you know, whatever you think, Clark is an elected official from Wisconsin dressed in Cowboys gear. So that, at the minimum, that's a counterintuitive move. So then the plane lands in Milwaukee, and lo and behold, there are six uniformed deputies and two dogs there. And this guy, Dan Black, is escorted out of the airport all the way to his friend's car. He's detained and questioned by police because he shook his head at Clark. So he's filed a complaint against the sheriff's department, and since then Clark has taken to social media to taunt and make fun of this private citizen. So it's a bit of an outrageous story, but yeah, it's hard not to be interested.
And we leave it there. Rob, thank you so much for joining us this week.
Thank you.
That was Robert Menser, storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin, based in Wausau. And he joins us at the end of every week to look back at the top news stories.